FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Judge Andrew Napolitano joining us. Judge Knapp, good morning.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Good, good, thank you. Busy as can be.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
Another morning, another crisis.
Yeah. The crisis this morning is that the media wants to talk about is what's going on the southern border. What's your take on the fix for this?
My take is that this is going to split the Republican Party, and they ought to get their act together. That's not a permanent split, but you already have, you know, no less a staunch conservative than Ted Cruz proposing legislation to change what's going on at the border radically. So you have a lot of Republicans who will begin to peel off their support from the president. My view is that the government has an obligation to sort this out rapidly within 72 hours, and the government ought to get enough administrative law judges down there to hold hearings. If the children are being used as pawns by the people who bring them in here, claiming this is my child, but really it's a fraud to enter the country, a trial can sort that out. On the other hand, if the children are legitimately the offspring of the people that they are with, federal law prohibits separating them from their parents except to save their lives. So the court, the government shouldn't have a one-size-fits-all. That's what we have judges for. And the children shouldn't be used as pawns, either by those trying to enter the country or by the Trump administration to put pressure on the Democrats. I don't think either side is all right or all wrong, except that the government has a duty to resolve this in a peaceful, non-stressful, non-harmful way, and it's not doing it.
Judge, what can you tell me about this consent decree they keep talking about from 1997? Flores, is that what it was,
yeah,
the Flores consent decree?
Unfortunately, the language in the consent decree can be interpreted in a variety of ways. But the consent decree basically says that the burden is on the government to show why the children have to be separated. Stated differently, the presumption is against separation.
Okay.
So the government would have to justify to a judge, look, the reason we took these kids away is because we believe that this is not the real children. We believe these kids are being kidnapped and used as a ruse to get in the country. Well, that would be a valid, lawful reason to take the children away. But if the government can't demonstrate that, then the presumption is that the adults with the children are their parents and they don't get separated. Since that consent decree, which is now about 30 years old, the Congress enacted a statute saying you can't separate children from the parents, again, unless it's to save the lives of the children, for more than 72 hours. Now, the government has chosen not to comply with that statute. Is it wrong for the government to pick and choose which laws to obey and which laws not to obey? Yes, it is wrong, but all presidents do it. The Trump Justice Department is now refusing to defend Obamacare. I happen to agree with the Justice Department that Obamacare is unconstitutional, but it is the law of the land, and the Supreme Court upheld it. They're not going to defend it. So there are times when the government says this law is just going too far and we're not going to enforce it. That attitude goes all the way back to Jefferson. Even though in the oath of office that the president swears, he or she swears to faithfully uphold the law. That means whether he or she agrees with the laws or not.
So
I think I understand where this is going. The president wants to create a big picture, permanent fix, an entire renovation of the country's immigration laws. There seems to be an overwhelming consent for agreement on that. There just is not enough votes in the Senate to enact it. You just can't get 60 senators to agree to go one direction or the other.
Judge, just a point there on your point about the current administration and Obamacare. Is there a difference, or is there not a difference between deciding not to defend it against this lawsuit as opposed to not following the law and trying to shut down Obamacare separately?
Well, I suppose there is a difference, but I'm just giving you an example of the extent to which the attitude that the government doesn't enforce all the laws is prevalent in both political parties. Yes, of course, there is a difference. Donald Trump told the IRS not to collect a tax on people who don't have health insurance. That's a radical, I mean, I applaud that, but that's a radical viewpoint. No president in American history has ever said to the IRS, don't collect this tax. Did he break the law by telling the IRS not to collect the tax? No, he believes and still believes that taxing people for not having health insurance is beyond the reach of government. Therefore, he's not going to do it.
Yeah.
So you know, where you come down on this really depends upon where you are. Do you want a hard attitude about immigrants that the president has asked the DHS to employ, or do you want a softer, more big-hearted attitude that the Democrats and a few Republicans, like Ted Cruz of all people, seem to be pushing for?
I want to make sure I understand this. On the consent decree, and I hate to go back and go over that again. But the National Review has an article on that this morning that says the consent decree stated that unaccompanied children can only be held for 20 days. The Ninth Circuit extended this this 20-day limit to children who come in as part of family units. And the argument here is even if they want to hold a family unit together, they're forbidden from doing so. Do you disagree with that interpretation of it?
I would add to it a federal statute that limits the incarceration of children without their parents to 72 hours.
Okay. All right.
I don't know who the author of that piece is. I don't want to criticize the person, but that's the last time Congress spoke on it.
Yeah.
And Trump is right. It was a Democratic Congress, but it's still the law.
right. No, I understand. I just wondered. Hopefully, they're going to get this ironed out. I just hate it being turned into a political football because it didn't just happen last week, but we didn't hear about it till last week, which I thought the timing was interesting.
Correct. And like everything in this country, just like the interrogation of the FBI director and the inspector general yesterday, Republicans will extract their narrative and Democrats will extract their narrative, each side trying to gain the upper hand on the other side. And in this case, the innocents are suffering. The innocents are either people trying to escape and seek asylum or children who've been taken from their mother's arms.
Yeah, very true. Judge Knapp, listen, I appreciate your time this morning as always, sir. Thanks for your insight.
All the best, Mark. Thanks.
You bet. Absolutely. At Judge Knapp on Twitter, judgeknapp.com online. I didn't get a chance to get to the Supreme Court decision that came down yesterday on gerrymandering. But in the case of Wisconsin, the Supreme Court shut down a Democratic claim that Republicans had somehow gerrymandered and rigged the election. For all I know, they were trying to go back and claim that, you know, Donald Trump didn't really win because of gerrymandering. I don't know. The Supreme Court shut him down. I wanted to ask him about that, but I ran out of time because this immigration thing is just fascinating to me. 314-241-9797. We've got 2A Tuesdays coming up. They're confiscating firearms accessories or getting ready to in one state. We're going to talk with the Gun Owners of America about that. We'll get to your phone calls as well when we come back.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.